On the new Classical FM, the music of Edouard Lalo. That was the final movement from his Symphonie Espagnole, the sound of TSO spotlight artist Joshua Bell. The veteran violin virtuoso makes his first appearance this season this week in Joshua Bell Returns. No doubt the orchestra is looking forward to welcoming back this old friend of the TSO. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, the orchestra is also getting ready to welcome some new faces and voices this season as part of the Next Gen program. Each year, the TSO invites three early career composers to work with music director Gustavo Gimeno and RBC affiliate composer Liam Ritz on the creation of a new work to be performed by the TSO. It's an incredible opportunity for the composers, to be sure, and a great opportunity for us to be introduced to new and exciting voices. One of the composers this year is Darren Zhu. Born in China, raised in Canada, Darren has had works performed by the English National Ballet School, Barcelona Modern Ensemble, Roadrunner Trio, Torque Percussion Quartet, and the Winnipeg Symphony. He's currently in the UK, completing a PhD at the Royal College of Music. And he joins me now. Darren Zhu, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Oh, we have some get-to-know-you questions because you're a first-timer on the show. Are you ready?
Of course.
What is your favorite non-classical, non-orchestral song?
That's so difficult for, I think, any musician probably, but I would go for this song that's both in Cantonese and English. So it's Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. That's the English version. And I grew up listening to Gam Wai Gam Zuo by George Lam, a Hong Kong singer.
Cool. What's your favorite instrument in an orchestra?
The cello.
Oh, yeah. What is it about the cello that you like?
I like it a lot because it covers a lot of the human voice range.
Do you have a dream travel destination?
Anywhere along the Mediterranean coast.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a favorite area in Toronto?
There was this place that's, you could see the skyline of Toronto. I think it's called something like Polson Pier Skyline Viewpoint, something like that, like off of Distillery District.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice spot. Tell us a bit about your musical background. How did you get started in music?
For sure. I played the piano since I was 5, and I didn't really know about composing until I was maybe last year of high school, and I started improvising then. And as I was doing my finance bachelor degree at the University of British Columbia, I got to know that we have a music department, we have living composers writing music, and I started taking some lessons and courses, and that's how I sort of got into writing music.
So you made a jump from finance to music.
I did, yes. I graduated.
That's a big decision.
Over. Yeah, yeah.
How did that unfold, if you don't mind sharing a bit about that?
For sure. I mean, yeah, it's not that controversial, I guess. The degree in finance was to appease my parents. I can be frank with that, I guess.
Yeah.
Our school encouraged we do like a minor or, you know, take electives, that kind of thing. So I started looking and I saw that with music faculty, quite big. And I saw that we have composers like Dorothy Chang, who is still teaching there. And I wrote to her, I was like, oh, I would really love to like learn how to compose, write music, that kind of thing. And then I went to her, we had a meeting. I learned MuseScore, I think, like kind of. I wrote like a one-page piano piece, not even finished. I took it to her and she was like, yeah, you can try out maybe the first year like beginner like composition class. It's for both majors and non-majors. And yeah, I never looked back. I just started to take more and more music courses. And by the time I finished my finance degree, I did half of the music bachelor. And I really wanted to do more. So I decided to invest all of my time in music.
Well, you're in good company. I mean, Telemann, Handel, Schumann, Chabrier, you know, Charles Ives all started in completely different fields and then pursued their passion for music. That's quite great to hear a modern day example of that.
Great.
So what are your inspirations in composition? Do you have anything specific that pulls you?
I think on like a very basic level, it's maybe what I would call musical impulses. And I think we all have this. It's like when you sing in the shower, it's just a tune you're humming. It might not even be from a song, or you start to snap your fingers to something. And those are things that make me write music. But if I were to say certain thing that influences my music, it's probably language and singing. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Your piece, Like Water, was recently selected to represent Canada in the 2026 World New Music Days in Bucharest. Congratulations. And what does that mean for you?
Thank you. I was so happy when I heard that. And I am just very happy that I get to represent Canada for this new music event. For me, it means so much, because it's a validation. And for me, who is relatively new, I mean, I'm doing a PhD right now, but still, I feel like I'm just starting to get to know more about new music around the world. And I think that's a great validation for me, and I'm very happy. Yeah, it's just very encouraging for me and to keep writing music.
Now, you're part of the TSO's Next Gen Composers Program. How has your experience been working with the TSO so far?
Oh, it's been really, really good. So far, I've had the chances to get in touch with Emily and their librarian team as well. And I got a lot of help along the way as I was writing this piece for Next Gen. They were immensely helpful, really open to my musical ideas, and they would only help with very technical things or logistics and make sure that, you know, I have a smooth experience, and not really telling me what to do in terms of music. They've been very great to work with. I should also say Liam, who's the affiliate composer and also part of the librarian team, also gave a lot of good tips on score and preparing, you know, the parts and all that kind of stuff.
Has this been a fairly unique experience for you?
Definitely. Yeah. It's not every day you get to write for a big orchestra, a really good orchestra. And so definitely, yeah.
The piece that you've written for the TSO is called Because I Sing, and it is premiering at the end of the month. I'm wondering, what was your inspiration? And as you say, you don't get to write for a full orchestra every day. So what was your starting point?
I guess I started like how I wrote some of my other music, which is just to sit and think what sound comes to my head and what I would like to present. So I jot down some maybe melodies, harmonies, words that describe like the things I want in this piece. Slowly I realized that there were a few melodies that I really liked. And I was thinking about this like really fundamental human experience, which is singing. I think we all do. And for me, singing has the way of, you know, helping me deal with emotions. Like, it's just something that comes, like if I'm happy, if I'm melancholic, if I'm sad, if I'm frustrated, there will be some kind of melody that come. And for me, I guess it's a way to cope with that. And that just turned out to be what the piece is. So the piece goes through a range of different emotions when it's really the least expected melodies arise. And it's basically just about the experience.
I'm curious, and you may or may not have an answer for this, but in the process of writing this, and you have these melodies and you're working with them and you're imagining, you know, you're writing for this full orchestra, you have so many different instruments at your disposal. Was there any one particular moment in the piece where you had an instrumentation idea that you were really excited about, or thought, yes, this is going to be a great moment?
Yeah. Should we spoil the piece for anyone? No, it's fine. I'll talk about this. And it's actually not a very big moment. So one of the places where, during the piece, where a melody arises after like an overwhelming moment, should we say, is a viola solo. Just one person playing the viola. It's very precious and very delicate. Not overtly powerful, but I think the way and the where it's situated, for me, it's very powerful. I like that a lot. Just the single viola, you know. There, yeah.
Well, as a violist, I'm not going to contradict you there.
I apologize for saying the cello is my favorite instrument.
No, it's really okay. Yeah. No, but
viola is also my favorite instrument in the orchestra.
You have to know that I'm going to be very impressed that you chose the viola to be a very particular, intimate, and quiet moment of contrast in the piece.
Great.
Fantastic. I wanted to ask you about the importance of the TSO's work in raising the profile of new music in Canada and having programs like this.
I mean, it's immense. Like I said, you know, for new music, there's so few opportunities or times when anyone gets to write for an orchestra. And so this is a really good opportunity for us to get to write for a really good orchestra and learn about the craft and also just the ins and outs of working with an orchestra. And also, it's a really good way to showcase Canadian talent, honestly, because I'm here in London, in the UK, and I often, you know, go to different festivals or concerts, continental Europe, and it always makes me think that, oh, well, like, we have really, really good composers, you know, in Canada. Like, we have so much to show, and I think this is a really good way, one of the good ways to showcase our music.
Well, we very much look forward to hearing Because I Sing. It's a beautiful title. And Darren, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
That was next-gen composer Darren Zhu. You can be the first to hear Because I Sing November 29th and 30th. For more information, go to tso.ca. This will be part of the program Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. The TSO brings the shimmering romance and drama of this iconic ballet to life under the baton of music director Gustavo Gimeno. Here is the opening.